Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana, and we have a very special guest today.
So special. Please introduce yourself, guest.
Hi. My name's Katie Maloney Schwartz.
Yes, everyone knows you from Vanderpump Rules, and that's also the show that we talk about a lot here. Yes. Our listeners know that. What's up? What's up with Tom's brothers?
Oh, the triplets are the best.
They're the best.
They're the sweetest dudes.
Yeah. Are they going to be like the stars of next season?
They need their own show, I think.
Yeah.
Triplets run in Tom's family. Are you going to have triplets?
Oh, well, I mean, there's multiple pregnancies in my family. My dad's a twin.
Oh, wow.
My cousin has twins. So, yeah, the chances of us having...
We're going to have, like, six.
I don't, oh, my God.
I feel like I smell a spinoff.
Yeah.
Tom and Kate plus...
Yeah. Vanderpump Kids. No.
No. I mean, if we had, like, twins, it'd be great. Like, two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
That's all.
And then you just get it done with. I can see that. But then we get to take, like, it's just crazy. Are they, it's triplets. That's crazy.
No, I mean, his mom is just, like, so tiny and petite. I'm like, how did you have three humans inside
That's
of you?
So
it's
funny.
Insane.
Is he older? Is Tom older than them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I saw, like, in the show, the flashback, and, like, they show the picture of him, like, pushing, like, the three stroller
so
things.
Funny.
It's, like, very cute.
Yeah. Tom just thinks the world of them.
Yeah, it seems that way. It's really sweet.
Yeah. They're fun. They're just, like, the... They're just, I mean, they're characters. They all have, like, these, like, very distinct personalities. And it's a lot of fun.
I feel like in this episode, they were, like, everyone, all the guys were grooming them to potentially, like, move to L.A.
It's the spinoff.
Yeah, I'm feeling like they're going to be part of a giant plot next season.
Yeah, no, they had so much fun. I got into it a little bit, too. I got some, like, shoes for them, and we picked out the suits for them, and... I mean, they went for it. So
yeah, that's great.
So you've been married what, like a little over a year? 18 months.
Almost a year and a half.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, it's flown by.
How did you celebrate your anniversary?
We went to Iceland.
Oh,
that's cool. I really wanted
to go get
there.
Like all of the Instagrams that you're supposed to get in Iceland?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was the most beautiful place you can imagine. If you feel like you're on another planet.
Right.
Everywhere you look, you're like, oh my God, it's gorgeous, it's gorgeous, it's gorgeous.
It's crazy. I hear it's nuts.
Did you bring Stassi? I know she was at the honeymoon, so.
No. No, I mean, we were like, you can go.
Yeah.
No, it was just the two of us, and we rented a car and drove around the whole...
Right,
I guess that's
what you're supposed to do. It's like rent the car and then go everywhere and pay for like $30 for a sandwich or something.
It was the most expensive place I've ever been.
I feel like it's like cheaper to get there and then you spend
then you spend like thousands of dollars. Wait, so how did Stassi end up on your honeymoon? I feel like you have to tell the story a bunch of times, but...
I mean, to us, it's just like, oh, it was like no brainer. we went to Tahiti. We were in Moorea.
Yeah.
For like, you know, I think like 5 days. We were there for like 10 days total, you know. And then we went over to Bora Bora. And so we had been there a week. And it's paradise. It's so beautiful. It's gorgeous. We went, you know, ATVing. We were lazy in the sun and just in the water and overwater bungalows. I mean, yeah, paradise.
Right.
And so... There's not like a nightlife there if you're like if you're people that like to like social and
no, see you next Tuesday.
No pumptinis, but we were there and we're like, it's so awesome here. And we're like, I think there was a group text with some people who are like, you guys should come. Does anyone want to come?
Oh my God.
We weren't like bored.
Were you joking?
No, we weren't really bored. We weren't. We weren't bored, but I think we were just kind of craving like just socializing with people. Like Tom and I, we're together all the time. And, you know, and even it was our honeymoon, but we were kind of like, it would be really fun if our friends were here. It's so amazing. You want to share that with people as well. And then Stassi's like, I will do it. Like, don't joke with me. And we're like, dude, come. We're like really excited about the idea. And so we thought it was just fun. She came the last like 2 days we were there. So we had,
so she flew all the way there.
Yeah. And honestly, it was so much fun. having her. I feel like that's how honeymoon should be, because it is like a celebratory thing, and you like, you know, and
yeah, so I kind of am with you on that.
I think if you do, like, you know, you do a week together, and then you have like your friends come and you continue the party, and right. It's great, you know. I mean, there's only like so much laying by the pool and sex you can have.
I feel like it's
I'm bored now.
Where if like you got married after a year of dating, you'd be like, oh great, like we got to spend 10 days yeah. together. But once you're together for like how many years were you guys together for? Like
7 years.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. You had like a lot of bonding time.
Even though it was our honeymoon, we'd not been in the honeymoon phase in our relationship for a really long time. But it was so much. I didn't think that people would have so many opinions about it, but we don't care.
Yeah, I mean, well, I feel like that's sort of like a destination wedding. Like you have all of your friends come, and then you're there to party. Totally. But then you go away. I could see what you mean. Like, what are we going to talk about now?
and
it's when you start playing those games.
Yeah,
it was like Noah's Ark, like two by two everything.
Yeah,
and the people weren't really like interacting, and it was just very quiet. And then, like they're just sitting around reading books, and Tom and I are like,
right,
we want to like turn up a little bit here, like. Everything closes down. Like there was not much
right
to do in that. We got a little like island fever, I think, just kind of crazy.
Well, awesome. It sounds really fun and pretty, and I want to go there despite everything that you're
no.
saying.
Oh no, I mean no, 100%.
Right,
if you get the opportunity to go, do it.
Yeah,
you'll die. Great.
So what's like light married life like? Is it different? Because he keeps saying on the show, like it's some common thread that he's just like, Katie,
so
married Katie
yeah.
is like chill. And I'm just like, Katie seems
night.
The same. It's you who's calmed down.
Chamomile tea. Katie.
Chamomile tea Katie. Yeah, or you moved that. On from tequila.
yeah, I mean, there is something about being married that feels very different from just being in a relationship. It feels solid, it feels secure. There's no question of like where it's going. Even if you've been with someone forever, you know.
Yeah.
Finally making that commitment and being like, okay, we're doing this for life now. It
right.
feels cool.
Did you feel kind of insecure before? Without even knowing, maybe?
I mean, there's a degree of that. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to get married. I wanted that. I've always wanted that, you know. And I think Tom kind of being a little gun shy about that kind of commitment or what that meant, you know, kind of made me feel a little uneasy, like being like, well, is that just totally not in the cards?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we had been through, you know, our relationship was pretty tumultuous for a long time, and you know, we kind of got a lot of it out of our system, and before we got married, we're like, okay, we can't continue this way, and we're not
mm-hmm.
going to start this new chapter in a marriage recycling the same fights and going, you know, through all of that still. So we just had to, you know, really commit to letting that go and, you know, deleting it for the most part.
Just like, erase history.
You know, just starting a new chapter on a fresh page and forgiving and forgetting and letting it all go.
Mm.
And it just, I don't, it's almost, this is my own, like, analogy, but, like, you know, when you get, like, a new iOS update.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it just updates automatically after you get married. And it's still the same phone. It just
right.
runs a little better, a little faster in some places. And it just,
yeah.
you know, it just
A little
functions.
More efficiently.
It just functions better. I don't know. I mean,
I like that.
Is it, like, work, though? Because people always say, like, oh, marriage is work.
Is it more work than a relationship?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Well, I think
yeah.
any relationships are effortful, not effortless.
Right.
So
totally.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. that's part of making any relationship last is putting in the work and not going through. It's very easy to just start going through the motions and
mm-hmm.
you know, marking your steps where, you know, you have to, you know, remind yourself of the commitment and stay committed to each other and to your love and you know everything and just, you know, that's your person. For,
yeah, that's sweet.
You know, for the rest of your life. So, you know, comedy, we
make
just,
it sound so easy.
We
yeah.
have, you know, we respect each other more, and we're more cautious and loving in the way we speak to one another. And when there's problems, we talk about them, and we don't. Well, I don't just really react anymore. I'm
yeah.
You know,
you think about it.
Yeah, I'm like, this is my husband, and I don't want to, you know, I love him.
Right.
So
and you're
before,
with, it,
right.
with him for life.
Before I go off, just think about that for a second and talk to him, like, you know.
That's, like, interesting that, like, it causes you to have a different perspective about, like, the way that you act.
And
like,
interact.
Yeah,
right.
and interact or just, like, behave in some
mm-hmm.
in some respects. I mean, like, I admit it, like, maybe 6 months ago I was, like, I'm so scared. I would be so scared to get married. I don't understand how people get married. I could, like, totally just go through life and not getting married. But then, like, it's sort of, like, I don't know, time goes by, right? Like, I was always very scared of it.
Yeah. Like, but I think that makes sense. It's like a life partner. It's a very big decision. But it's, like, you kind of have to just, like, do you feel like you when you know, or you it's just the kind of thing where you just have to, like, go there?
I feel like you know. I mean, Tom definitely became that person that's, like, when I'm old and the well's dried up and everything, you know, like, he's my best friend. He makes me laugh. He's hilarious. I love being around him.
He is hilarious.
And that's, and that, you know, so when, you know, when we're old little shriveled up versions of ourselves, you know, we'll still make each other laugh and we'll still enjoy each other's company. You know, mm-hmm. That's what's most important, is that you find your best friend that,
like, a companion.
Do you feel like a lot, like you're way better now than all your non-married friends?
For the record, she just rolled her eyes.
Those people.
You're like, yes, but not because of that.
I mean, the sheeple in my life. No, I mean, I want what I have for them, so, for sure.
That's good.
I'm not better than them. I mean...
Do you think Sandoval's going to get proposed soon, or I don't know. Don't give us a spoiler.
I don't know. I mean, I really feel like Sandoval wants to get married.
Yeah.
But I feel like he might want to be with Ariana more. I don't know if at some point something's going to become more important than the other, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I could see it, like, sort of, like, creeping up on him, like, that he's just, like, what the fuck? I kind of really want to get married. What's happening now?
Yeah. I mean, I know there's some people that might really want that, and then they find their partner and that person doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, they compromise or something. But I don't know.
So if you had to rank the, like, first to the altar with Tom and Ariana, Jackson, Brittany, or James and Raquel. Yeah. How would you rank those in terms of, like, proximity to getting married?
Or, like, actually going to pull the trigger.
Oh.
None of the above.
I mean, Tom and Ariana have been together the longest, so if that was in the cards for them, I would say they would be the first. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Jax and Brittany are in a position, they've, you know, they got to work through some stuff. There's some healing that's still going on, and I don't think getting engaged or getting married
is gonna fix it.
No. And I don't know James and Raquel as a couple. I mean, like, Raquel's sweet. I've spent, you know, some time with her. She's a sweet girl, but, you know, James and I'm just like, he's like a kid, you know? They probably, just because I don't know, would be the just because I don't know.
Right.
We'll see if it works out with the pasta.
Yeah. I feel like there isn't that much that goes on in, like, Raquel's head. Not to call her stupid, but, like, she just sort of blinks, like,
Lisa Vanderpump describes it really well, where she was like, she's kind of like she's like Bambi.
Yeah, like, she's like a doe-eyed deer. Yeah. Like, I just feel like every time she blinks, like, it like churns her head forward. It's like a manual system. But no offense, Raquel, you're really sweet.
She's also a very smart girl, and she's very talented.
Oh.
She's a little dingy. It's cute, though. Yeah. It works for her.
Okay.
Do you like, regret any of the money that you spent on your wedding, or you feel like it was all worth it? I feel like when you're, like, in that wedding planning mode, everyone gets, like, they, like, forget how much everything costs.
Yeah. No, I don't. Honestly, it's like, I'll never spend that kind of money on anything again in my life. It's
right.
Like one time.
A kid.
So, right.
Yeah, well,
that's not one event.
It's like an 18 years of an event. Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, it was the most magical, perfect day, and
Everything looked really nice.
We wanted, and all the, you know, it was all there, and everyone had the best time. I remember just stopping and looking around, being like, I can't believe, like, this is our wedding, and everyone was having so much fun. Everyone was coming up, being like, this is the best wedding I've been to. So I'm like, all right.
It looked really awesome. Sweet.
Yeah.
Like, I teared up. Like, in real life, I did. Also, I almost felt like I was, like, hysterically laughing with you have to have that framed with, like, Sandoval, like, crying into the dog. That was really, truly the best. Should we add, like, we usually have guests email us questions, Dear Betches, like, since for years now. So, Trina, do you want to read the first one?
I'll read the first one.
Great.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Betches, first of all, love the podcast. Look forward to listening every Wednesday on my drive to work.
Thank you.
I've been dating a guy for the past 2.5 years. We did long distance. I moved to Australia for my job about a year ago, and he stayed in the U.S. getting an MBA. Obviously, we both wouldn't put in the effort to make a relationship work with a 14 to 16 hour time difference if we didn't think it would last. He has 4 brothers, and they all have been planning on getting matching tattoos on their back shoulder for the past few years before I even came into the picture. The one brother who designed it is really pushing for them all to get it. However, they have all been holding off since another one of the brothers doesn't like needles.
The plot thickens.
It's come up in conversation before, but I've always brushed it off, thinking it would never happen. Recently, they decided they're going to get it, my boyfriend included, even if the one who doesn't like needles doesn't. I'm not a huge fan of tattoos, especially on someone I'm dating. I personally do not like the look of them, and doing something that permanent on your body is wrong. My family feels the same way and has obviously influenced my beliefs on it. Since the tattoo has quote-unquote meaning behind it, my boyfriend thinks that I'm trying to make him choose between his brothers and me. It has been a cause of a lot of our fights lately. I know I have no right to tell him what to do or not to do since it's his body. However, he let it slip that if we were married already, he wouldn't get it because I would be the one, and he knows I don't like tattoos. He also said if the one brother was not pushing them to get it, then he probably wouldn't. I'm really close with his family, and the last thing I want to do is get in the middle of a fight between his brothers over something as small as a tattoo. I know it sounds overdramatic, but it's a pretty big deal to me. If it comes down to it, I guarantee he will pick his brothers over me, which makes me question if he will be like that in the future if we do get married. Should I continue to push my opinion on him, or am I just being too superficial and old-fashioned? Sincerely, tattoo or I do.
That's such a great good one. Tattoo or I do.
Wow.
I feel like superficially the drama seems funny.
Right.
But, like, the deep down question of, is this sort of like a pregame to potential problems in my marriage in the future?
Right.
Is sound.
Choice.
Yeah.
Well, what? It's his body.
Right.
If he wants to get a tattoo,
like, well, let him. Like, as his,
would you want to, like, approve Tom's tattoo if he got a tattoo?
No.
What if it was, like, 2 boobs or something? They were really meaningful.
You know, if the heart wants what the heart wants, I think it's. When it comes to people's bodies, it's their choice what they want to do with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to like it, but then you can just, then you reserve the right to make fun of them for the rest of your life. But I don't, like, it just seems bizarre that this is becoming such an issue of, like,
yeah,
do I be with this person or not because they want to mar their own body? That's their choice.
I feel like that's a mature position to feel something like, he should do what he wants to do to his body. Like, a lot often I feel like in relationships people try to control each other, like control what they, like, now that we're in a relationship I get a say in, like, the things
the way
that
you dress,
do
the way you, right.
Well, the way you dress needs yeah. sometimes is necessary.
but that's like
my boyfriend dresses
micromanaging someone,
right?
Like, that's it's not like he is deciding whether or not he wants to, you know, try heroin or something, like
right.
that would be like no, but just I don't see the, like, he's, I don't think he's choosing.
It also just depends on what his tattoo is.
Well, what do you think? I would say, like, what do you think is, like, are the things that when you're married and when you're, like, in a couple, you have to, that it would be, like, rude for one person to decide without the other,
uh-huh,
versus the things that are,
it's
okay to, like, do on your own, like. I think I was talking to someone about this the other day. Like, when you're married, do you have to, like, fuse all your money? Or can you still have your own, like, separate bank account to, like, buy shit that you want to buy without running that by someone?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I always feel like just because you are life partners with someone and you're, you know, married, that it doesn't mean you become one person and one identity. I think it's important to maintain your own identity and the things
yeah.
that you like and have the separate things that you like, because that makes when you come together more special and interesting and you have things to talk about, whether as opposed to when you just share everything.
Right. And
you know,
you're like,
and
one
I,
person.
And
one
yeah. And it's yeah. just like that, and sometimes, you know, that might work for some people, but I think if it doesn't directly affect you in your life, like, it,
right,
you know, then it shouldn't really.
It's sort of like if you're living together and he decides to get a dog, that directly
right.
affects your life.
Exactly.
But if he gets, like, his a manicure or something, or like a tattoo, I feel like it doesn't.
Well, also, did she say that she straight up moved to Australia?
I think she said she started. She's in a long distance, or she started in a long distance.
I mean, that's a pretty big life decision that would affect someone's life. And if
I think she's back, but she did go to Australia.
Well, hey, he.
Yeah, also, he's dealt with that.
It's so nice. Family is, like, so great and important. If you're getting a tattoo with, like, your brothers, it's not like you and your, like...
Or his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, right. But it kind of depends on, like, what the tattoo is. Like, my boyfriend was talking when we first started dating years ago. He was like, I've always wanted to get a tattoo of a jaguar. I was like, why the fuck do you want a tattoo of, like, a cat? Like, how weird. Like, you're such a weirdo. But I said, you should do it, just not somewhere that's visible, that I can see it all the time. But you know what I mean?
So now, let's say Rusty's your boyfriend.
Yeah, Rusty.
Let's say he comes home and he has this tattoo.
Fucking tattoo. I would make fun of him, to the highest extreme, and I'd be like, listen, like, that's the choice you've made. Like, now I have, like, making fun of you rights.
But you wouldn't be, like, mad.
I would probably be like, oh, that I wish you had told me, but I would never have said no. Like... I would never have said, like, don't do it. I would have maybe, like, do you want to discuss how, like, intricate this design of this jaguar is? Like, maybe something, like, more tasteful?
Right.
But I wouldn't, in the end of the day, I wouldn't say, like, in a super controlling way, no.
Right. Well, I think at the end of the day, you can only really control what you do. You can't possibly control what it's something that, like, anyone else does, really. You can give your input.
Yeah, and she has no right to say that it's wrong. Like, it's wrong for you to do it, but it's not wrong for somebody else to do it.
Correct. And honestly, if it's his brothers, it's his family, if it's something that they want to do, like, you kind of have to respect that, you know? And if you love the family, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
let
sweet.
Let him have that. I like that. That's, you know.
Yeah, I think that's sweet, actually.
Because there might be something that comes along that she wants to do that you're like, oh, you know, like, I want to get bangs. and he's like, well, I don't, you know, so.
Right.
Like, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Even though that's not as permanent. Yeah. But yeah, just.
Sometimes
but it is. I feel like, wouldn't you feel like, how dare you tell me, you know, that I shouldn't do something if I want to do, you know.
Yeah.
No.
Well, so our answer is not that, it's not that she's being too superficial, it's that she's being too controlling, is really what it is. And she should just, like, let him be him, and she can worry about herself. Right.
Do you feel like life is maybe, like, a little easier? Like, you guys aren't, neither of you are from LA, right?
Right.
So do you feel like it's easier because you don't see each other's families that much?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
you think it'd be, like, the same?
We see my family more often. Like, my mom comes to LA pretty often, and, you know, she'll, like, stay with us and stuff. And Tom's so sweet. Like, he doesn't mind, but I'm always like, I'm so, like... My mom's calling me, and it's just because I having house guests, sometimes people are like, okay, well, I've had enough. But no, he's been always super sweet. I know he gets upset because he can't see his family more often.
Where are they from?
They're in Florida.
So they're right.
On complete opposite side. So, but he, you know, he tries to get out there as much as possible. And then his brothers, the first time they ever came to LA was
last
summer.
Yeah.
It was a good really time. Funny. They loved it.
They seem sweet.
They didn't want to leave.
Okay, let's do another one.
Yep.
Do you want me to read it?
Yep.
Okay. Dear Betches, I recently discovered your podcast in the last 6 months and I binge. Oh, by the way, we make them give us compliments. I binged and now listen weekly to all three of your podcasts. Best part of my week, hands down. Thanks. I have a great core group of girlfriends from college that have progressed to after. We're all 24/25. There's five of us in total, and it all works really nicely. However, even at 24, the rest of the girls are in full-on committed relationships. One is married with a kid on the way, two are engaged, and the last just moved in with her boyfriend. She's been dating for 2 years. And I am single as fuck. It's usually totally fine. However, lately the girls have been wanting to get together with the guys, which I don't mind usually, but it's been every single hangout. I'm constantly ninth wheeling on clear couple nights like dinners and wine nights. I've brought this up with my BFF in the group. She's engaged. And while she understands, I think she doesn't totally get it. Anyway, I tried to reach out to some of my other single friends and have girls nights. Which has been going so well. But now my OG girl gang is getting jealous and I'm sort of ditching these couples nights to do single girl things. And while I feel bad, they just don't understand why I don't want to be there. It doesn't help that my single friends and my couple friends have never gotten along, even in college. Anyway, I feel like this is super long and I'm sorry, but I would love to hear your thoughts on this because I'm stuck and I feel like shit is going to hit the fan any day now. Any advice is appreciated. The last single bitch.
Yeah. I mean, that those are the breaks. That's just that. It's that age that is kind of like, you know, people are settling down. People are, you know, coupling up, having children, the whole thing. And yeah, sometimes you can feel less left in the dust, but you kind of just have to prepare yourself.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. I feel like that's part of life. But at the same time, I feel like it's also important for her friends who have couples, like, not to have some time to just spend with her single friend. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't always have to be like, my boyfriend comes with me everywhere I go, like a dog. Like, it should be like, I have some nights out by myself with my friends who are single. And,
right. I think, like, I can understand. I think it's more like you can have, like, your single friends that you go out with, but you can, it doesn't mean you don't have to see your couple friends. Again, you could, you could watch, like, a movie or, like, hang out and do that thing. I get not wanting to go out with, like, a bunch of couples, and I also get, like, I think the couples don't really want to do that either. So you can still hang, you don't have to hang out with your friends, like, fiancés or husbands. You could just hang out with them and just do different shit than when you're going out and see them both.
It's just it's a healthy balance, and it's also I feel like it's something that comes with age and just being in a relationship for a while. That you know you have those friends that when they get a boyfriend they just like disappear and bye, and you know then 6 months later they're like okay like or you know like they start to like need more time apart.
Yeah,
so I think it's just patience on both ends and like of course you know but you know maybe when she eventually finds herself in a relationship, she'll be like, oh, okay, now I see. So I think it's just a learning curve.
Yeah, I feel like when I was single, I was like, oh, no one wants to go out anymore. And then like, now I'm in a relationship. I'm like, I don't want to go out anymore.
But okay, so I'm not single, but then I have a friend who's married, and I make plans with her just to see her. Like, I'm not bringing my boyfriend. But then we're like, oh, we're going to lunch. And then I see her, she brings her husband. And I'm just like, okay, like, whatever, but I hope she's not listening. but, like, I just, it's kind of disappointing because I wanted to spend time with just you and, like, catch up and not hear what your husband's been doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even though I like him, he's perfect.
But like, friends that like you're like, do you want to do it? I'm like, well, let me talk to John Bow and see if, you know.
Yeah,
he's
John Bow.
Like, what do you got it? Yeah. And see, I'm like, like, did he ask you to hang out? Like, for me, like, if my friend asked me to hang out, and, like, Tom didn't ask me to do anything, and he'll, like, later on be like, what do you, like, do you want to go get dinner? I'm like, I got plans.
Yeah.
Like, you ask me if I want to hang out.
That's what always makes sense. Yeah. You want, because you don't want to feel like someone's, like, backup plan, like, oh, like, let me check to see if the person I'm dating is busy, and then if they're not, like, I can hang out with you.
Yeah.
It's like a second tier.
Yeah, it's fucked up. People stop doing that. People don't like that. But
yeah, I think if you don't have to go out, if all your couple friends are always going out like at night with their boyfriends, you can just not go out with them in that setting. Just go out with your single friends.
Yeah, totally.
If they got any single guys.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's the best way to meet people.
That is. I highly recommend.
That's actually a really good point. Mm-hmm. So you should not feel bad and don't feel bad that your message was long because it wasn't. And let's play some games.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, ready? So, this will be fun for you. Okay, so we play sort of like shoot, fuck, marry, but it's BFF, so be best friends with, party with, or shoot.
Okay.
So, you have Lisa Vanderpump, Stassi, and Brittany.
They're all hypothetical.
I have to shoot one of them?
Yes, yeah. But hypothetically. Are we pleading the fifth
or
no?
No, I mean, I could do it. Hold on. Okay, so I would say,
be best friends with, party with.
We
so
won't send this to
we won't
shoot
share.
Any of them. That's just hard.
But just like, what if it's just, you can
Stassi
put a pillow.
Stassi likes murder, so.
She wants to be murdered.
I could murder her.
Okay.
I'd be best friends with Brittany and party with Lisa. Lisa's a lot of fun.
Yeah, good call not to not shooting your boss. Good call. okay, you want to do this one?
Okay, shoot, fuck, marry.
This is the actual one.
Shoot, fuck, marry?
Yeah.
All right.
Jax, Patrick, and Ken Lee.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
This is like...
So one was, like, difficult because they're all so nice, and this one's difficult because you
they're
just want to shoot
terrible.
All of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can only shoot one,
but though. You have to marry one. You can have sex with another one.
I guess I would shoot Kevin Lee.
Yes, let's shoot him.
And I would...
You have to marry now. You've eliminated Ken Lee.
Okay, so I shot, and then there's what's...
You have to have sex with, or marry, meaning you also have to sex with.
But just one time.
Just once.
Well, oh, no. Wait, no. The sex is just one time.
Sex is just one time. Marrying is, like, continual lovemaking.
Well, you have to live with them, which is the harder part, yeah.
Like, and legally bind yourself to that marriage is scary.
I don't know. Oh, God.
Tell us something about Patrick. Like, why does he suck?
I guess I could get really drunk and have sex with Jax, like, once if I had to, if a gun was against my head.
And everyone else has, right?
Yeah.
If a gun was against my head, I don't think I could. No,
sorry,
I don't
Brittany.
Think I could, right? You know, he's got bad feet.
So is that why he has a foot fetish?
It definitely has anything to do with his own feet. But yeah, no, I couldn't marry Jackson.
And then you'll marry Patrick.
Okay. Process of elimination.
Yeah.
Patrick is great. Nice. I know him, and I'm like, we would never work together, so it's right. Hard to whatever, but you know.
Truth, yeah, pick or poison.
He's like kind of smart.
Yeah.
You could talk to him.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He's intelligent. He's a funny guy.
Right,
he's
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't
he's
think
just
we would,
your friend's ex.
We would, yeah, we wouldn't mix, but yeah.
Okay. I thought that's good. You did a good job. Congrats.
Okay. I think I would pick the same.
I think I would do the exact same. I would definitely shoot Ken Lee. He has no place being here. And the rest I would probably do the same. Because Jax I couldn't marry. Don't know how Brittany's still there. And Patrick we don't know. But I know that he's kind of like smart in some ways. And he has like a nice job, right? Something
yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
No, he's a
that's all we really need. Yeah, he's a nice man bun. Okay. This is would you rather. Would you rather never get married and just live with your boyfriend forever, but have an unofficial wedding? That's not contract. This is very specific. So but not, like, just have, like, a party.
Right. It's okay. Basically, like, you have a wedding, but you're not, like, legally married.
Gotcha.
Or you never get legally married, but you have, like, a fake wedding that's basically just a party.
Okay.
Or... Do we give the or?
No, that is the or.
Okay, I'm confused, Rihanna.
It's basically like the same situation. You like live with your boyfriend for like...
Ever.
Forever. And in one scenario, you get legally married. Like you go to a courthouse and you get the document.
But you never have a party.
But you never have a party. Or in the other aspect, you have like a really big fun party, but you're not like...
Actually
you're
married.
Not officially married. What would you pick?
I would pick the party. There's still the ceremonial kind of thing.
Concept
it.
Of it, yeah.
Right.
In our heads, we'd be like, this is, in our world, this is legally binding.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Courthouses are still, like, sterile and, there's nothing, like, romantic about that anyway, and there's nothing pretty or anything.
However, then that, like, whole security question comes
that
about. Then you
the
just
window.
Remember, like, oh, but a party doesn't mean, like, you know, the divorce
still,
is going to suck. So, I don't know. What would you do?
I think I might do the city hall.
The love contract?
Thing, the love contract.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the purpose of the marriage is, like, to kind of protect your future kids.
Yeah, it's
and,
true.
Like,
it's true.
You know, the tax benefits.
Now you're making me think. I'm
yeah. Because, I mean, you could always have, really, like, a might. Like, you could go to dinner, and there's your wedding.
Okay. Touche. But, yeah. No, also, yeah, there is that, like, security of... You know, if someone ends up in the hospital, you know, you have
right.
to be legally
you have to, yes.
family. So, you know, actually, courthouse.
Oh, courthouse. Even though your wedding did look fine.
The
I know,
wedding is definitely...
I picked that because I was like, I wouldn't change that, you know, but yeah.
Yeah.
The wedding is definitely the most appealing part of the whole getting married.
Then you would save so much money, though, guys. Like,
true.
Let's remember that.
True, true.
Okay. You go.
All right. Would you rather have your husband's mother live with you in a house for the rest of your life or live with your husband in a studio apartment
that's a good one.
For the rest of your life?
His mom.
You'd rather live in the house with his mom?
Yeah. I love Kim. We have so much. We have dance parties together.
I...
He's very lucky. A lot of people have...
Yeah. A lot of people aren't lucky. But I think that I would all agree with you. I could never live in a studio for the rest of my life. Like, I'd need a home. Like, even if I'm... This isn't restricting of, like, how large my house could be. So, like, you know, she can have, like, the
so have a
wing.
Put her
she
in
can,
the...
like, be in a wing exactly. of the home. And, like, we could visit each other every, like, afternoon.
What if it's, like
afternoon tea?
What if it's not just his mom? What if it's, like, his mom and, like, his grandparents and, like, a couple of his cousins?
So now this is, like, Willy Wonka.
Yeah. It's, like, his, like, extended family.
That's not about you. No.
Not that one.
You're in the studio. Then
that's a lot of people. See, the thing is, I could do like a few people. I couldn't do like a whole.
Right.
Yeah. Thing, it's kind of annoying.
Couldn't live in giant.
It has nothing to do with them. It's just like I couldn't live with that many people. Oh no.
Yeah, and also like
what when are you gonna do when your triplets get here?
Yeah, I get that though. Like also when you have kids. Oh my God, I just said also. Also when you have kids, like then you have someone like sort of controlling the way that you, like. Are as a mom.
Yeah, it's like a whole community of people.
Yeah, like
weighing
voting.
In with all their shit. Yeah,
true. Town halls.
Although I
do have
more people to carpool.
Yeah, I think I would still choose the family and just have a mansion.
I think I do choose the studio. I also don't like people. So
yeah,
I
you really don't like people.
People.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything we should be excited about this season of Vanderpump,
or anything going on with you personally?
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
Yeah. Well, you'll see it later on this season, but So, Pucker and Pout by Beauty
Yay.
Lifestyle Blog. So,
how's it going?
Great.
Your makeup looks amazing.
Yes.
I
wanted to say, I'm looking at your skin. It looks amazing right now.
Thank you. I mean, it's been a long day. But, yeah, but we've partnered or teamed up with a woman named Julie Hewitt, who is amazing makeup artist. She's been in the industry for a long time, and she has her own line of makeup. And we've been kind of looking around to find the right person to collaborate because we wanted to kind of start to brand out and see, like,
yeah.
Would Pucker and Pout products, you know, would people be interested in that? So teaming up with someone like her who has such an amazing following, her lipsticks are the best.
Really?
They're
always
good.
Looking for new lipsticks.
So yeah, we're doing a collaboration with her. We're launching 2 lipsticks in the spring.
Yay!
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah,
we definitely
yeah.
need to,
I really
to
want,
test
yeah.
them out at the office.
Yeah. I'm so yeah. down.
Oh,
I
yes.
love new lipsticks. Congrats. That sounds really
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like a dream come true. It's so exciting. And yeah,
is it like turning into like a huge business, like sort of making business decisions with Pucker and Pout and everything?
Yeah, because it was never, you know, we... From the beginning, we had big plans to
yeah.
make it, you know, not just a blog, but have it be its own, you know,
yeah,
enterprise.
we're working
so,
on that too here.
Yeah, no, you guys are killing it.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for,
yeah.
for coming
Thank
on
you
today.
So much.
Thank
this
you.
Has been so fun.
Definitely tune in to Vanderpump Rules at 9 p.m. on Bravo also.
And where can you follow Pucker and Pout?
So it's puckerandpout.com, and then it's also... at Pucker_and_Pout.
Yeah.
And then me at Music Heals Kate.
Yay. Yay.
And email us at slapped@betches.com if you have any questions or want to know anything.
Yeah, just any general comments, concerns, questions for Katie, send them our way. Okay, bye.
Bye.